The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Arthur Idala on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
Monday in August. Boy, I'm not going to lie, it was a little rough coming in today. I was like, I would just love to not come in today because... I don't know. It's in that time of the year that you like kind of work towards. Like, it's supposed to be August. It's supposed to be a little more mellow, but it's not that mellow. I just had Imran come in here like, dude, you got to hire another lawyer. I'm burning out if I don't burn out already. And then Diana said to me like minutes ago, like literally right as I'm about to go on the air, she's like, you know, I'm still pretty young and I don't want to die young. So, I mean, there's two ways I could take this, right? I could be like, all stressed out about it, or I could be like, well, that's good, because obviously we have enough work here that's keeping everyone busy. And I told them, I was like, okay, we'll find someone. I have a big sentencing on tomorrow in federal court of a man who's about a decade younger than I am. And it's one of these cases where it's right on the razor's edge as to whether a judge is going to give him jail time or not give him jail time. So as I'm sitting here at my desk, I'm looking into the little conference room at a pile of paperwork over an inch high that I have to reread. I did work on it all weekend, but I'm going to stay here late tonight to make sure that when I'm before the judge tomorrow, I'm in front of a very senior, well-known, prestigious, respected judge in the Southern District of New York. No matter what the outcome is, you want to, as a lawyer, walk out of there saying, you know, if it's great, if we did what we wanted to do, you'll just have a natural feeling of like, okay, I'm happy I did what I was supposed to do. And if you don't get the result that you want, you need to be able to look in the mirror and say, all right, I did everything that I was supposed to do, that I could have done, and the judge just felt differently. You know, in this particular case, the prosecutors are asking for jail time. The Department of Probation is asking for jail time. I'm asking for no jail time. So it's two against one, and the judge will make the decision. I have no problem admitting I'm definitely feeling the pressure. I would like to achieve the result that I want. Tomorrow after the sentencing, I'll give you the details of the case. I don't want to do anything in any way, shape, or form that would jeopardize the outcome, because I do know a lot of people in the legal world listen to this show, and maybe even the judge, him or herself, in this case it's himself, may be listening. So I'm not going to go any further than that, except to give you a little insight into kind of the life of a lawyer, of the life of a New York City lawyer. You know, on Friday, I did, when it was supposed to be like a light-hearted Friday, I basically spilled my guts about Glenn Hirsch, who was no longer with us. He was the person who was accused of killing the Chinese delivery man over not giving him enough duck sauce. And that was a tough blow. And I want to thank everyone, because a lot of people reached out in all different ways, from actually doing old school and picking up the phone and calling me to texting me and emailing me and expressing condolences. And then when, you know, it received a ton of media coverage, like national media coverage, literally, because, you know, I get these Google alerts and I could see it was all over the place. And I gave a couple of quotes that I thought were pretty benign. I believe in the Daily News, I said something like, you know, I'm pretty surprised about this. Like maybe I said shocked. I really didn't see this coming. In the New York Times, I was quoted as saying, you know, Mr. Hirsch maintained his innocence, consistently maintained his innocence. But I did get a nice couple of nice emails that I should rot in hell, that I'm a piece of excrement, that, you know, somebody should murder me for my quotes. I didn't think they were so inflammatory. They were accurate. When I said to the Daily News that I was shocked that this man took his own life. Yeah, I was. I was shocked that he took his own life. When I said in the New York Times that he was consistent until the very end about his innocence. Well, that was true. You know, and the note that he left, et cetera, that, you know, he didn't kill anybody. It's ridiculous that someone would kill someone over duck sauce. But, you know, there are people, I don't know if they have a lot of time on their hands or maybe they're nuts themselves, that they go out of the way. They have to go to the website. They have to find my email address and then they have to write me these nasty emails. Just so y'all know that, you know, I don't respond to any of them. Shepard Smith taught me that when I was on Fox. You know, he said, listen, you shouldn't reply to anything, even if they're writing nice things. I will tell you, the emails that I would always reply to, though, had to do with my grandfather, the boxing judge, Artie Idala, because well, I would be on TV and they'd say my name, and many of the octogenarians or those even older would recognize my grandfather's name from the decades that he was a boxing judge. And it was in the heyday of boxing. You know, I could not tell you right now who the heavyweight champ was, but, you know, everybody knew when it was Joe Louis and when it was Rocky Marciano and when it was Sonny Liston and when it was obviously Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, for 5 minutes, Leon Spinks, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, and then it kind of faded away. I don't exactly know why. I don't know if it was a little bit to do with corruption, a little bit to do with MMA, a little bit to do with all these other distractions and sports that are out there. But back in the day, and it was interesting, I was with Judge Leventhal, my partner, I believe it was on Friday here in the office, and just in a lighter moment, we went on a website called BoxRec, B-O-X, like boxing, R-E-C. And it has all the statistics. And I believe my grandfather is listed there as judging almost 250 bouts starting in the 1940s going up to 1983. So almost 40 years. So the only emails that I ever really answer having to do with media appearances have to do when someone is acknowledging my relationship to... Thank you to Artie Idala, the boxing judge. But, yeah, I didn't acknowledge any of the emails from Glenn Hirsch regarding Glenn Hirsch and my benign statements there. I will tell you that I, you know, I spoke to his wife and other members of his family over the weekend. And that has, you know, that hasn't been a pleasant task. It's been very nice and sweet speaking with them and talking about next steps and his personal effects and those types of things. But, I'd be lying if I didn't say that hit me pretty hard. I was, I wish that I would have taken his call the night before. I wish I would have called him back after I didn't take his call. I wish I could have convinced him that that was not the way to go, because I don't think suicide is ever the way to go. But that is what happened. So, you know, his family has been very, very kind to me and telling me I should feel no guilt whatsoever, and that Glenn was actually quite fond of me and our whole law firm, and he had a lot of confidence in us, but he just did not think he was going to get a fair shake from the system, and he was not going to die in prison because he thought he was going to be framed and set up or in his 50s. If you go down for murder, it's basically a 25-year-to-life sentence. and that wasn't how he was going to end his life. So, but you know, you got to dust yourself off and move on. You know, tomorrow I have another big sentencing, and a man and his whole family, there'll probably be 20, 30 members of his friends and family in the audience tomorrow, and I will definitely be feeling the pressure tonight and tomorrow, and sometimes you shake your head and be like, what, you know, what am I doing here? This is a pretty crazy job. But it's also a pretty interesting job, one that, like, people keep telling me who listen to the radio and people who I respect in the world of radio keep telling me, you know, talk about the law more. Talk about the law. So I'm talking about the law, but we're going to talk a little bit about music. We're going to talk about the Grateful Dead. We're going to talk to Lauren Fix. We're going to talk about automobiles. And there she is, Olivia Newton-John, who left us too young, too early in her life. Who didn't love this Grease movie? Come on, it's a classic. She was wonderful. We'll talk a little bit about that towards the end of the show, her relationship with John Travolta. And, you know, she was America's sweetheart there in the late 1970s and the early 1980s. So, Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace. Thanks for all you did for society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. I will tell you that there is no better medicine, for me anyway, than spending time with my children. And this particular weekend, I spent a lot of time with little Arthur, who's 5 years old, who looks at his dad as like a jungle gym. And he's jumping on me, and he's like, throw me in the air, daddy, throw me higher, push me on the swing. I want to go super high. I want to go super, 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 super high. Throw me in the air, super high. Throw me in the air, super, super, super high. Well, remember when you thought you were a teenager? Because that's what I felt like this weekend when I was doing my push-ups. I'm like, this is for Arthur. This is for Arthur. This is for Arthur. Well, you thought you were invincible. The way I have to think now with these little young kids. And Ariana started crawling this weekend. On Friday, she couldn't crawl. Today, I left the house. I took a video of her crawling like way all the way down the hallway. And, well, talk about warming my heart. Well, when we're healthy, we think we don't need a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy. We think we can worry about that when we're older or we become sick. And nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, if something happens, you might not be able to designate a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy. What happens then? The state or the courts may have to make those choices for you. Is that what you really want? It's essential to create a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy as soon as you can when you're healthy. So, call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They really know their stuff. They've been doing it for 40 years, and they'll help make a plan that protects you best. You'll designate who you want to make decisions for you. So, for a free in-person consultation in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, you'll have a consultation with a lawyer. Just call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. 238-6500.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored in part by the good people at Freehold Mitsubishi in Freehold Township, New Jersey. America's been thunderstruck by the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Get high style without the high price, plus an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Drive one today at Freehold Mitsubishi for the best selection and outstanding customer service. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
51 years old. The Edge. His real name is David Howell Evans. Bono, I don't know Bono's real name. I should, but I love you too. I think if I do my Mount Rushmore of music, I know my first three are easy, but it's always the fourth one. And everyone I ask that question to, maybe I'll ask it to Lauren Fix right now. But it's always the fourth one that people stumble on. I don't know. Everyone I go, give me three faces or four faces on your personal Mount Rushmore of music. So for me, it's Sinatra, it's Mick Jagger, it's Bruce Springsteen, and then, you know, it's I'm probably going to lean towards only because I listen to you two more than I listen to Dire Straits. I love Dire Straits. I love Mark Knopfler's guitar work. I love Pink Floyd. I love Eric Clapton. I love Hendrix. But I think when it comes down to it, if you looked at my playlist or my iPhone, what songs I play the most, I would probably say I wind up playing U2 the most. Lauren Fix, are you there?
I am here. Boy, that's a tough question. I listen to a real mix and array of music.
Well, it's totally personal. It's not like who's the greatest ever. It's who for Lauren Fix.
No, my list is not.
Okay, so what four faces?
The Queen. I love Queen.
Okay, so that's Freddie Mercury's face.
Driving, it's Queen. Pet Shop Boys. Saw them in Madison Square Garden. Saw them recently. They were in Epcot, so I can't even name the theater. But they were spectacular. Love Depeche Mode. Always fun.
That's three. You get one more.
Oh, I get one more. You're killing me. It's always something alternative. I'm 80s alternative. What can I say?
I catch the drift. I got it.
Yeah, I know. I listen to First Wave most of the time. Boy, that's a toughie. There's so many good bands.
I told you, everyone stumbles. Everyone has a one, two, three, and then they stumble on four. I want to talk to you real quick, Lauren Fix, since you know you're the world of cars, and you could answer your fourth
one. I can list best cars.
Okay, well, here are the best-selling cars so far in 2022, and it's interesting. The top three are the top three pickup trucks from the big three Americans. So the Ford F-Series is number one, the Chevy Silverado is number two, and the Ram pickup is number three. Now, is that
correct?
A whole middle America? You know, in Brooklyn, New York, there aren't too many, you know, Ford F-150s. I mean, they're around, but not to the point where that's... So is this, you know, middle America, this is what they're buying, this is what they're driving, the first three?
Well, the number one selling vehicle in the United States for the last 40 plus years is the Ford F-150.
Right.
You can't beat it. Typically, Ram is in second, but they're having chip problems, so GM was able to slide in front of them. But they go back and forth between the two. And then there's other trucks. But as it comes to cars, it's the Honda Civic and the CR-V. So Honda cleans house when it comes to SUVs and cars.
And the Camry and the Corolla aren't doing too bad either from Toyota.
Right, that's true, but they're not number one. Number one is Honda.
So,
the Corolla does pretty good. Sometimes they've done well. You know, it always depends also on what they sell to the fleet, like Hertz, Avis, and all that.
Correct.
So that all gets added into the number. So right now, everybody's hurting, so everybody's numbers are down. The whole industry's in a lot of pain.
So I know this is a very subjective question, and I want you to be subjective, the same way I was with the music and the Mount Rushmore. But for Lauren Fix, Honda or Toyota?
Ooh, they're going to be mad if they're listening. I just came back from the new CR-V, and I just posted it on my website. So if you want to see the new CR-V, it was great. I love the Type R. I'm going to go Honda.
Me too. I just feel it's a little sportier, a little more fun to drive. I grew up
model in the year.
I grew up with my buddy Joe Hassan driving a 1984 Honda Prelude with a stick. And it was a fantastic, fun. It's the car I learned how to drive stick shift on, and it was just a hoot.
Oh, that's always fun. You always have a car you remember. For me, it's the Ford Mustang. Everybody's got a Mustang story, a friend, a neighbor, a buddy. I mean, you know my daughter. Her name is Shelby, and definitely Ford Mustangs all the way. But I like the high performance ones, not just the everyday drivers. Everything I have got power.
But, you know, I was talking to someone because I have a 65 Mustang, right? So that's the original old one. And I was speaking to someone about it, about the Mustang in general. And I don't know, maybe it was 2 years ago now. I had a Mustang, and it wasn't the 5.0. It was like, you know, one of these where they take a four-cylinder engine and they make it really fast. But it is today's Mustang is a very well-designed all-around vehicle. I mean, it really it has a decent-sized trunk. It has a usable back seat. I'm not saying an adult's going to drive cross-country, but you could actually
sit back.
No, but you could actually sit back there and take a ride to the beach or take a ride to a restaurant or wherever. And it's just the ergonomics in the by the dashboard. The Ford definitely has refined the Ford Mustang to be an everyday driver, a sports car, usable, take it to the grocery store. You can take it to Home Depot and, you know, do what you got to do.
That is true. Although I have a GT500, so it's a little bit aggressive for going to the grocery store, but it does have a trunk. I could take it to the airport if I had to with, a couple bags, but the new Mustang is really a fabulous product, and sadly, they're not going to make the Camaro anymore. That's really, really disappointing.
Really? So is this the last year?
Yep. This 2022? Is the last year. Also, also R8, Audi R8, Audi TT. And so I have a TT RS, which I will not get rid of because now.
Oh, that car has got to be amazing to drive the TT. So the Audi, just so you guys know, the Audi TT, it looks to some degree like a Volkswagen Bug that, like, has steroids pumped into it.
A Porsche.
In between the two of them. It's rounded. It's very round, but it's small. It's a two-seater. There's not even a breath of a back seat.
Good for a dog and golf clubs, maybe.
Right. But it's got to be a hoot to drive the Audi TT RS. The RS is their highest performance model.
Right, and I had to get it in Nardo Gray with the red interior. But I've had it on the track. I had it at Pit Race. I've had it at Monticello, Lime Rock. It's a great, great car. It just... so easy to drive. It's the last of the five-cylinder engines. Believe it or not, it's a five-cylinder. And people think, oh, four, six, eight. That was a very unique piece. It was a five-cylinder engine.
And why is the Camaro disappearing?
Sales. The Mustang outsells the Camaro and the Corvette combined. But we just heard some more sad news this week that the Challenger, the Charger, the Hellcat and all that, there's going to be one final run, and everybody's running for these vehicles, one final run of gas, that's it. They're going electric. I do not want an electric Hellcat. I don't care if it goes fast. I want something I can drive as far as I want, as long as I want, and as fast as I want. And that's going to be the big problem. It may very much hurt Stellantis, which is the new owner of Dodge Performance, but Mopar has always been about raw performance, whether you're talking about the 60s, 70s, or current. They're going to take that away. I think it's a foolish move because there's the buyers there and they'll just go elsewhere.
So basically the American muscle cars, which you're referring to now, which is, definitely the Challenger and definitely a Camaro. They're going the way of, the cassette tape.
Oh, don't say that. I think what's going to happen in reality, they're going to see the impact to their bottom line and go, we got a problem. And you'll see that Ford right now is not, if they make the Mustang all electric, like their SUV, they're going to lose all their sales. That's it. I'll be done buying it. I'll just move to something else. And for me, electric cars don't work. For you, they might work. But when you're talking about a performance car, there's something about an enthusiast car, and you know this. I know you've got some cool cars. It's an experience you do not get that is sitting in a silent box, and that's part of, what we were going to talk about actually this week was an article I posted. It's really, really important because it's true. Car ownership could be outlawed. That's what they're talking about doing. This is the World Economic Forum, and they've been advising different governments, and they're following suit, the International Energy Agency, to remove cars from the road. All of them. They want electric ride shares only. And we know how ride share works in the U.S. It doesn't work well. It just doesn't. I've tried it. It's always, you always get the car that someone didn't take care of before you. Someone was a slob in front of you. And I use them when I used to live in the city. But I'll tell you that this is not a good plan. And the people from the World Economic Forum saying that, people only use their cars 4% of the time. Well, I only sleep in my bed 8% of the time. So you're going to share my bed with someone else the other 16 hours? I mean, this is the kind of silliness. These people fly in private jets. They have private car services where they're the only one in the vehicle with security. But you get to share a car with 30 other people. I mean, this is a very much an elitist attitude, but they've been pushing really hard. And I put some light on it because I want you to at least be aware of it. I want you to see what's going on. Don't get rid of your vehicle, even if you got to park it in New Jersey and you live in the city. Because once it's gone, you may not be able to get another one. And I don't know how quick they're going to push this.
I can't believe what you're saying, Lauren. I mean, it's so anti-American. I believe you. I'm just saying it's hard to believe. It's such an anti-American vibe. But since you are a queen and you mentioned Queen, we'll wrap up today's Mondays with Lauren Fix with a little Queen. Awesome. Well, Lauren, we have to flesh this out a little deeper next week if you're around.
Yes, I'll be around.
All right. Thank you so much, Lauren Fix. Everything about cars you'll hear on the Idala Power Hour on Monday from Lauren. And next week, Lauren, I need to know who the fourth face is on your Mount Rushmore.
Oh, boy. All right. I'll work on that.
All right. Have a good one. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. That was a great call there, Alex, on, Sambolino. I don't know. Apparently he's in Philly eating cheesesteaks. At least that's what he's posted on Facebook. But Alex,
they look good, though. I'm not going to lie. Those cheesesteaks look good.
I will agree with that statement. It did look like a pretty good cheesesteak. But thank you, Alex, for the quick pivot. And we got a musical guest coming up after the bottom of the hour here. But we are going to talk about my friend Susan at Rhino Shield real quick. And I want to make sure that you understand how pleased I am personally with this product. I would not be talking about this if I didn't do it myself. I did it myself years ago. My house looks beautiful. As a matter of fact, there may be like a little change I'm making to the exterior of my house, and I'll have to call Susan back in to add Rhino Shield to that little portion of my home. And I can't wait because I know that the whole house is going to look great. It's not like now one side's going to be one shade of white and then this new little piece is going to be a different shade of white, because the original white is whiter than white than white. It looks like it's a brand new paint job. And that's because Rhino Shield is not paint. It's this ceramic coating that they don't put on with a brush, but they spray it on over multiple days and multiple layers. It comes with a guarantee, a 25-year transferable warranty against peeling, chipping, cracking, mold, or mildew. You never have to consider painting any time in the near future. And right now, when the air conditioning is cranking because it's cold, it's so hot outside, that Rhino Shield paint on top of the insulation and everything else in my house is keeping that air conditioning in the house, and it's not just seeping out through the walls. Right now, Susan's offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. That, along with the strongest discount yet, 20% off for anyone who requests a free quote by August the 31st. So call today and lock in your 20% discount. Call Susan at 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. Or go to rhinoshieldofnewyork.com. Reach out to Susan and say Arthur sent you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Last night, the Senate stabbed you in the back. As a working person, they decided to tax you $700 billion more dollars while they're taking $4,800 on average out of your income. What do you do about it? You listen to Money Monday. Hillary Kramer, Kevin McCullough. We've got some answers and some help tonight at 7.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
A journey to Israel this November will impact you forever. Join Sebastian Gorka, Dinesh D'Souza, and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, for 10 life-changing days. Register today at StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Freehold Mitsubishi in Freehold Township, New Jersey is proud to be an automotive leader in our area and sponsor of the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Mitsubishi dreamers, designers, and engineers are redefining choices in mobility for a whole new generation of independent, modern, and savvy consumers who want value, like the new redesigned 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander featuring its industry-leading Mitsubishi 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit Freehold Mitsubishi today, freeholdmitsubishi.com, or call 732-863-27.
We're back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour with New York City's preeminent trial attorney and quintessential New Yorker, attorney Arthur Idala.
Well, that is those are the Rolling Stones, as you know, but a band that has been around for a long time, and although they lost their leader, although he didn't want to be called the leader, but everyone looked at Jerry Garcia as the leader of the band, the Grateful Dead. Even though Jerry's gone, he's been gone for a while. I believe it's the anniversary of his death is upon us. I believe it's tomorrow. There's so many tribute bands and the Dead Inc., et cetera, et cetera. So I figured, hey, let's have someone on who knows a little bit about this band, since they are part of American culture. They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw the Grateful Dead not a ton of times, maybe 3 or 4 times, but every time it's an experience. It's not a, it's not like the kind of show where you're in and out. It's a kind of show where you better have some time on your hands. Robert Sinandella, are you with us?
I'm with you.
How are you? Welcome to the Arthur Idala Power Hour. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Okay, great to be here.
So Jerry Garcia didn't like to be known as the leader of the Grateful Dead, correct?
Absolutely. I think one of the great things about the band is that everyone was, it was kind of a very democratically run and thought about group, and there was no, you know, star the way they are in most of the rock groups and so on. Everyone was a star and no one was a star. And I think that is what really is just one of the many things that sets that group aside from other groups and why the Grateful Dead has continued to, you know, I think he'll live forever. But Bill Walton, who saw the painting, made a nice quote saying that this image will live forever, and that was my intent when I finally decided that I could handle that particular commission.
Tell the listeners.
I wasn't so sure in the beginning.
I know what you're speaking of, but tell the listeners of what you refer to.
You went to Bill Walton?
Yeah. No, the painting that you were commissioned.
Well, the Grateful Dead is, the painting is called So Many Roads. But as I think you know, that I was never a Deadhead as growing up. I didn't even, I really didn't know much about their music until, let's face it, I became a Deadhead at the age of 80. This is a, what is interesting is that I could never have done this painting, had I been a Deadhead in my earlier years, because I would have had preconceived ideas of what, you know, or my, experiences, would have, maybe overshadowed the way the painting ended up, because I was more or less a challenge to do a painting of the Grateful Dead. I got to know them in a way that made it possible for me to see them from the outside looking in. and I didn't have any baggage. I was not a pot smoker. I wasn't any of this stuff. But I got to love the band, and I got to love the culture, which is what makes it really unique. It's not the players themselves. It's the followers. It's the cult. It's the religion. It's the whatever you want to, if you want to call it that. And if it is a religion, by the way, it's the best religion ever, because there are no strings attached to this.
Wow, they really, I got to tell you, Robert Sennendell, they really roped you in. I mean, you've done a lot of commercial, non-type of Grateful Dead works. Like, you've done things for Absolut Vodka. You've done things for Bacardi International.
Right.
You did things for the Le Cirque, the big famous restaurant here in New York. So it's not, as you said earlier, Correct. It's not like you're some kind of...
Another triptych, by the way, another three-panel painting with, by the way, that painting is filled with celebrities and, you know, whether it's Richard Nixon, whether it's Ivanka Trump, whether it's, you know, it's all celebrities, and totally different from the Grateful Dead, because my intent there was really just to have everyone who's in the painting is just a... It's just a follower of Garcia and the band. No one is made to be special or number one or this or that kind of thing. So it actually doesn't matter who's in the actual painting. The painting works as a tribute to the entire Grateful Dead universe, I would say.
So you got to tell the listeners, how do they see this painting, Robert? I mean, you know, you're teasing us. So how do people put their eyeballs on this, as you call it, a visual gem for one of the greatest bands of all time?
Right. Well, at Carlton Fine Arts Gallery on Fifth Avenue and 54th Street, that's where it's hanging right now.
Oh, it's right up the block from the Friars Club, which is 55th.
Okay.
That's right. I'm the president of the Friars Club, which is on 55th and Madison. So I'm a block and a half away. So that'll be easy to go check it out. And is there any like little rendering of it online that someone could pull it up on the computer and take a peek?
Oh, sure. You could go to robertsennendell.com or something like Grateful to You. I think somebody Rhodes. Grateful Dead. I think So Many Roads. Robert Sennendell.
So Robert, I got 1 minute left. Tell me real quick. I know you were commissioned to do something for the great actor Tony Randall. What'd you do for him?
Well, I actually did a painting for him that's called Tony's Perfect World, and that's he created a situation where he was in the audience with a lot of his friends. And his two sons, of course, he had his sons at age 78, which is pretty remarkable. And I did this very large painting for his house, and which was a tribute to him and to all his family and a lot of his celebrity friends.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to definitely go on and check out some of your work. Robert, I just have to ask you one question as we fade out. May I ask how old you are?
Right now I'm 82. And
all right.
As I said, I became a deadhead at 80.
I love it.
One of the best things I ever did.
Good for you. Robert Sennendell, God bless you, and keep up the great work. And here's to another 82 years of your artwork here in the United States of America. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be right back, folks.
Freehold Mitsubishi in Freehold Township, New Jersey is proud to be an automotive leader in our area and sponsor of the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Driving ambition for 40 years in the United States, Mitsubishi Motors sees the automotive industry differently. Mitsubishi challenges convention with innovative approaches in the way Mitsubishi engineers and builds their vehicles. Just look at the all-new redesigned 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander, now in stock in all trim levels and all with the flexibility of third-row seating. Visit Freehold Mitsubishi today, freeholdmitsubishi.com, or call 732-863-2788.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Kevin McCullough is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. From the stupid dope gang with an attitude. When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you get with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your back, that's how I'm going out. For the sucker duck brothers that's showing out. Some start to rumble.
So when I started doing this show, I wanted to have a real mix. I didn't realize the music would be such a mix. We go from the Stones to U2 to Queen to NWA. You can't even say what their name really stands for. You'll get the death penalty. So that was a great mix of music. But, you know, growing up, having listened to the radio, there used to be a lot of diversity in topics in the radio. And I don't find that to be true often. So that's what I try to do, maybe selfishly here. You know, we started off talking about the law, very serious aspects of the law. Then we talked about automobiles. We just spoke about artists, talking about the Grateful Dead and Tony Randall. And now we have Joyce Keller, who is an internationally known psychic medium, speaker, author of 10 best-selling books, award-winning television and radio host, yoga instructor, spiritual and compassionate friend, Joyce Keller. Welcome to the Arthur Idala Power Hour. How are you, Ms. Keller?
Oh, my goodness, Arthur. Thank you for that great intro. You know, I think I remember you from the show that you did on ABC in New York. I'm a New Yorker, actually. On legal advice, is that That's
well,
what you
I,
did,
I,
right?
I've been bouncing around WABC as well as here on AM 970 for a little while now. Miss Kelly, I wanted to ask you, what is a medium? Does that mean you're talking to dead people?
Well, we all do it, but we don't usually remember. Yes, it's exactly right, Arthur. It's where you connect the living and the non-living. I hate to say dead because an energy that is fantastic. So a medium just tries to connect and bring in healing, bring in support and say, I know you're sad, but the person still loves you, they're still around you, and they're doing fine.
So, Joyce Keller, I want to ask you a question. Are there ghosts?
I think there are people who pass away who choose to stay behind and not go with God or go to a higher realm. And call them ghosts if you like, but it's energy. It hasn't gone into the light or into God's heaven yet. So, yes, I would believe there are ghosts. But, you know, I have a real problem with it because it's not entertaining. Those are people who are kind of stuck. And I think that one of my jobs is to help them to move on and to go to higher realms, if you will. And there are so many television shows now glorifying ghosts and so forth. My feeling is, help them to move on. So thank you very much for this opportunity, Arthur. I really do appreciate you. And I've been your fan for a long time.
And you have a new book out, right? The Joy of Miracles?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate the plug. Yeah, that's the first time I went with Amazon. And yes, it's easily available. And sooner or later, we're going to figure out how to send me royalties. So far, it hasn't happened. But my other publishers, like Simon & Schuster and all of those companies, were easier to work with. But thank you very much for the plug.
Let's talk about the joy of miracles. Yeah, let's hear about the miracles. Yes. Well, I mean, look, when I watched Marianne just give birth to Ariana 8.5 months ago, at my age, maybe there's a degree of wisdom that's setting in. I'm like, that's a miracle. Like, how did this thing grow inside of her and come out of her the way it did? And, like, that's just a miracle.
Well, congratulations. Absolutely. The thing is, a miracle is simply something we don't understand. And, yes, I wrote a whole book about miracles, but chances are 100 years from now there won't be any miracles. We say, oh, yeah, we understand that. It's not a miracle. But congratulations. You're a dad.
Thank you. I'm a dad multiple times. But let me ask you this question. There are some times when things happen that are meant in my favor. And I guess certain people who don't have faith would call it a coincidence. And other people like me would say, nope, there's someone or something who's looking after me and guiding this part of life in the proper direction. Is it a coincidence or is there someone helping me out along the way?
I don't believe in coincidences, Arthur. I believe that we're all not monitored, but supported, I guess is a better word, by unseen forces. And as we raise our consciousness, shifting out of the third dimension we've been in for decades and decades and centuries into higher dimensions, we have the thinning of the veil and we're reaching into more awareness. So it shows like yours and work that you're doing. It really helps us out. A lot of things happening now. I forgot what your question was.
No. I mean, I basically was, are there coincidences or is there someone, as you just said, who's kind of guiding us along the way?
Yeah, we all have at least one or two angels or guides. They're usually angels who work with us and say, no, don't do that. You'll get hurt. They kind of interfere. Now, you can say, well, then what are accidents? I don't believe there are accidents. Those are learning experiences. So you're usually warned, don't go there, don't do that. And if you go anyway and you go against what our higher intelligence is telling us, you might have a very serious problem.
I want to ask Joyce Keller, who is an internationally known psychic, what are your thoughts on tarot cards?
I don't read cards. My mother was psychic, and she said, nope, we don't have cards in the house. So I grew up, tuning in, if you will, without cards. But I think cards are a tool. You know, it's not a tool for me, but I think they're fine for a lot of people, most people who use them.
Okay, and what about numerology in general?
yeah, I wrote a book, a complete book of numerology. And again, the universe turns on numbers. Pythagoras said that. So numbers are everything. I mean, I have a new address with so many new numbers now. I'm looking at these numbers and saying, how can I remember all these zip codes and apartment numbers and area codes, like new phone numbers? Yeah, everything is numbers. So I would be foolish not to acknowledge numerology. It's important.
And how can you read into what your numbers are in terms of what it means in your life? Like, I'm born on the first day of the last month of the year. So I always found that to become, you know, somewhat fascinating in terms of there was a period of time where I had the numerology book and I was looking up all of these things, and my favorite number is number 9, and that's the last single digit. And tell the folks how numerology plays into, I don't know, whether it's destiny or our journey in life.
Well, you vibrate to that number. My mother always told us that we had to live in certain numbers on our house. So she said some houses are really going to be difficult. As an example, if you live in a house that's a number 4, you're going to have a lot of work. You're going to be painting all the time. You're going to have leaks. You're going to have construction. If you live in a house that's a number 2, you're going to have more tranquility. A number 3 house will be more prosperity. Chinese people feel that number 8 is the luckiest number.
Right.
And you being born December 1st, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. You're a natural leader. You have 12, which is so powerful, and the number 1, which is probably the most powerful number of all. You're a number 1 person. So you're going to be always in a position of leadership. Not always easy, but you're going to make it happen. That's fantastic. So, indeed, numbers are important.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce Keller. I'd love to have you back on the show, and maybe we could do something on the air reading-wise. And best of luck with your new book, The Joy of Miracles, Joyce Keller. Here on the Idala Power Hour, you have law, automobiles, Grateful Dead, psychics. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. We'll see you tomorrow.
The preceding program, sponsored by Freehold Mitsubishi.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.